Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday was, imagine that someone else is going away. What do you do? What do you want them to do? Record and listen.
I'm so totally confused. I thought that was the day before yesterday. When do I get to go away? Did I miss my departure?
Yes, I think you did. That was the day before.
Oh,
you get to go away. And now this time, somebody else gets to go away.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Thank you.
All right. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, it's Janice from Victoria. I'm confused, too.
Are you? Well,
yes, because I'm
confused.
We'll
be confused together.
Yeah, that's right. So I think I need to do the two because I heard yesterday it was somebody else, but I thought yesterday was supposed to be me. So
there. See how we are?
There we are. And we're all here. We're not going anywhere.
That's exactly right. So now we get to look at, well, how do we all want to be together? So anyway, what did you see? Whoever's going somewhere or not?
Yeah. It was pretty fascinating because what I noticed is it's what I do. Like I imagine when I'm going, like when I'm going to the monastery, for example, and I want to the how I am when I want. When I'm going away is that I want to leave everything, you know, I'll say in good shape. So it doesn't have to be perfect, but things have to be tidy. Loose ends need to be tidied up. And it's partly because I want it that way for anybody who's left behind. Now, this could be like the ultimate going away, you know, where you never, ever come back.
Yeah. Living without a trace.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. So whether you're just going to the monastery or you're going to the big monastery in the sky,
yeah.
you want to have everything fine for people.
That's right. And if I'm coming back, this is another thing. Like there's the big coming back too, I suppose. But when I'm coming back from somewhere, I don't want to come back to old stuff that's like left in a mess, unfinished.
Oh, that's such a good point. You know, if we come back and there are other people involved and they've made a mess, that's one thing, right? But if I have to come back to the mess that I just didn't attend to before I left, that's a completely different experience, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so just to tie it in with the other one, when somebody's going away, or if I'm aware that somebody's going away, there's a heightened kind of thing about making every moment count. And that kind of going away is like the big going away too. Like, with the circumstances I have in my life, that those things might not happen immediately, but there's a heightened appreciation of whoever is in my life, even if I've just met them or if I've known them for a really long time. That when we get together, that time. It can be a fun and a happy time no matter what.
Right. Well, there's that awareness that we don't have forever.
No.
Right?
Right.
I mean, for a long time, I don't know, at least it took me a long time to get that because it just, every day is like every other day you know, and it just goes along, and it's always going to go along, and there's never even a conscious thought about it. And then we get to that point of, for whatever combination of reasons in life, of realizing that, well, actually, we don't have forever. So mm-hmm. we better enjoy this here now, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sure better.
Yeah. Yeah, we just don't want to miss it.
Yep. And I want to just make a little report that when we had the International Day of No Self-Hate, I decided that was such a great, fun day. And so that was making that day really count for no self-hate. Mm-hmm. And so I've kind of made every Wednesday No Self-Hate Day because it randomly pops up in the week. And I go, oh, yeah. Oh, today is no self-hate. Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. I can't. That is such a good idea. Because once a year, well, that just doesn't seem like quite enough, does it? So for some people, they might go, well, I'm going to do that every month. By golly, I'm going to pick that date and I'm going to, but you're going to do it every week.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I found that self-hate is, it almost becomes non-existent on a Wednesday, because I'm looking, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it, you know, we can imagine it with over there going, that's okay, I have it the rest of the 6 days of the week. Wait till you add Tuesday or Thursday, it's going to start to scramble.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And those two go together so beautifully, don't they? I'm glad you put those together because self-hate is what causes us to miss our lives, causes us not to choose love in each and every moment. And so as we turn attention away from self-hatred, then what's left is life and our kind of no-brainer awareness that appreciating life is what's available to us.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I want my awareness to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'm just there with you guys on retreat, by the way.
Oh,
I'm there.
Glad to have you.
Oh, God.
We don't have it's a good thing you're doing it this way because we are chock-a-block full on accommodations. So being with us in spirit, this is very good.
Oh, I really am.
Good.
Okay.
I know it. I can feel it. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Thanks, Ashwini. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye, Janice. Oh, what a fun conversation, Sherry. I think we were looking at it in group yesterday, that the more we do, the more we do. I mean, the more we are available to presence, the more presence is available.
Yes.
And it's that place of practicing no self-hate every Wednesday makes no self-hate, you know, the reality on Wednesdays and increasingly in our lives.
Yes.
To that place that Janice was talking about, where every moment is a precious moment that I truly and fully uh-huh. appreciate from that perspective that it's the only moment I might have. It's the only moment there is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini.
Hi.
This is Jeannie. Hey.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, Sherry. I am seeing something that is causing the whole inside of the house to be cleaned out, like the Rumi poem. And wow, I'm nervous talking about it. So what I'm seeing is that when I go away, I'll decide 6 months to go away, and I'll be bamboozled into saying I'll do it later. You can do it later. And so what I also hear that I'm spontaneous, and I get the message that I'm spontaneous and carefree, and then I can decide to do things at the last minute. But it often just causes me a lot of suffering because I end up waiting at the last minute to get flights and stuff. But what I'm seeing...
Oh, yeah. Ooh, what a trap. Because you're so such a free spirit, so spontaneous, just a real in-the-moment kind of gal, you don't need to book your flights. I mean, you don't need to
because you do that in the moment later.
Right. Often, sometimes it'll work out that I get a flight, but mainly it causes
the toll
a
on
lot
you.
Of suffering. Right. And right.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing, Sherry, is that I have been bamboozled until just now that it's taking all my like decisions that I have to make like that. So it's saying, oh, you don't wait till you're positive, wait till you're sure. You don't have to decide yes or no on that now. And then so for months I will put off making the decision. So something that you will so I have 6 months of sort of agonizing over a decision which feeds suffering, right? Instead of just making a decision. And I am recording and listening about it, and it's not. I'm getting a message that there's no wisdom available on this issue.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm expressing it clearly, but
well,
it is.
I think the way you have articulated the situation proves that there's plenty of wisdom happening around this.
Wow.
Because
I am
what?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I am. I'm seeing so much suffering about making decisions by not making the decision, but being told that you're going to make a better decision if you wait and figure out exactly what the right answer is. Just like y'all been saying this week, that the ego is telling me there's going to be one right answer, and there's not really. It's never that really clear. Yeah.
Right. Well, the right answer, the right decision is the one you make. So, you know, we're at the edge of the jungle, you know, and there are 19 paths that you could take, right? And so ego would have you stand there for the rest of your life because, well, which one is the right one? Well, you just head off down one, and that's going to be the experience you have. Now, it will consist of things that ego says are really good, and good job, right choice there, which you know is a setup for whatever it's going to hit you with next. But a lot of it will be, oh, well, if you had just taken one of those other, this wouldn't be happening to you, and it's your fault and because you make bad decisions. No, it's just if we listen to that, pretty much every decision we make will be a bad one. If we don't listen to that, if we realize all I'm ever going to have is being where I am in life, taking full advantage, if I choose to, of everything that life is offering me right now, you can't make a bad decision. But what you've seen in this that is so big is that by not letting you realize that, it has put you in a position to suffer constantly. You suffer constantly out of fear of making a decision that will cause you to suffer.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. So the wisdom is seeing it. Okay, I mean, you're really clear. Now you get to just practice with, so it's time to choose something. Okay, you know us, we do the flip the coin or, this one is A choice. So I'm gonna choose A because that's what number this one is. Okay, the next one will be B. So, yes, I don't think so. I don't feel like it. Whatever it is. And it's just a giant workshop. And you're going to watch yourself do that and watch what the voices do to try to torture you. And you're not going to be tortured in the same way. They'll find new ways to torture you. But right, but not this one.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm going to go flip a coin. And
there you go.
And then
watch what they do. So it's like reverse torture, right? So have your eyes on them, on that conversation. Flip that coin, and just keep watching. What are they going to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, as soon as you turn your attention away, whoosh, they're going to come in with the same old, but you're on to it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed that immediately. I realized that, so I decided that I would make it a fun thing yesterday. I mean, I just really meditated and brought a lot of joy to it and thought, okay, and I really realized it doesn't matter what decision I make. Okay, I decided B, and then the voices came in and just totally took me down for choosing B.
yep, and you got to see it. You got to see it and record about it and get clear about it. And yes, we are in a giant workshop. We must never forget. Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Big love to everyone. Bye.
Oh, and you.
Thanks, Jeannie. It's so important to catch on to the way it works, right, Sherry? Because then we recognize the choice is not between the two content areas that it wants to have our attention on. It's just a choice of not having our attention on it and being here. That's really the choice that we're training ourselves for.
Yes, yeah. And the way that was just laid out, it's so clear, right? It's just so obvious. The scam that ego is running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, this is Jen in Pennsylvania.
Well, hey, hello, Jen.
Hello.
What are you up to?
Well, I wanted to call so that I would not be controlled by the voices, which would rather that I did not call. So I called and pressed star 6 and have been doing that a lot. So, yeah.
All right.
Oh, and then there's that, like, you know, no, don't. I don't want to be unmuted. It's like what the voices, you know, come with. Next.
And they don't. They don't want to be unmuted. They want to be unmuted in every aspect of our lives, except when they are like going to be exposed, right? Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So, I too was not quite sure about that, but the place of the, I don't know, both of the places that, you know, the going away thing, there's so much to see, but the, someone else going away place is, I kind of have that content going on right now because my husband goes out of the country pretty often as part of his work. And it's always this big workshop and he's away right now. He just left on, Monday. And so I was looking at that. Now I've forgotten the questions, but I think it was kind of like, what do you want for them or in that situation or something? Because I see that conditioning
as simple as what happens.
What happens?
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, what happens is, you know, it's always this thing with, you know, conditioning just sees it as like it's such an opportunity to kind of, you know, to feel really vulnerable. I mean, you know, there's so many places that conditioning is always looking for a vulnerability, and it's just one of them. But there's always this thing of, you know, oh, it's going to be so hard. You're all alone. You can't reach this person. Blah, you know, it just makes it like this whole crazy thing. And yeah, you know, I don't know. It's just, I'm not even sure what to, I'm having trouble
just
articulating things, I feel like, right now.
It just makes it awful, right?
It makes it awful, right.
And I would project keeps you from actually having your own experience.
Yeah.
Because if you weren't hearing all of that, oh, you poor thing, oh, this is awful. Oh, no. I mean, how much of that can we hear before starting to think that there's something wrong here? Okay, I am some kind of a victim. I'm in a terrible situation. But if those voices weren't there, just if we picture for a moment those voices aren't there, then it would be seeing what that's like Okay, now you don't, you know, it's food for one. So what do you want to do about that? And what will your schedule be like? And you'll really get to explore Jen in a new way, right? And if the voices, in fact, were coming from, say, the mentor, then it might be things like, wow, this is what a wonderful opportunity. You know, now you'll get to explore all of these aspects of you and your life. So how do you want to, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. And I do... You know, I have those experiences sometimes, and I see how the voices are just so designed to keep me from getting a chance to have that. The other thing that, you know, again, they're always angling for, and this is just a particular content that they use, but they really try to amp up the, like, you know, it's so, like, just kind of throw taking care of myself out of the window. Like, if there's someone else here, you know, we're going to make sure that there's meals and there's things, but then it's like, oh, it's just you, you know, and you know, who cares? Don't get groceries or, you know, all these crazy things. Like, it really tries to take advantage of that. When conditioning has the upper hand. And then, yeah, I have those experiences when it's really lovely. I mean, it's really lovely that I care about this person and that we like each other enough that we do miss each other when we go away, because that's not always the case in a relationship, you know, and we do. And also, you know, it is amazing that I have this life where I get a chance to be in partnership sometimes, and then I get these stretches where I really do get a chance to go more deeply into practice and to have some time of solitude. And I know the beauty of solitude from, you know, the monastery and practice. So that's, you know, that's what I want to keep coming back to is, not listening to all this garbage so I get to have the experience that life is offering here. So, Yeah.
So that's, I find myself saying this so often. Put those earbuds in, you know, because that's the beauty of recording and listening, right? You do know those experiences of the silence, the solitude, the getting to have that deeper relationship with Jen. And so to be listening to those recordings and be in that conversation with the mentor, because you know that if you're not, you know what the conversation is that you're going to be listening to, and you know the result of that.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I just have such gratitude, you know. It's like, oh, conditioning is so awful. And it's so amazing that we have, you know, that we have a practice and that we can, you know, as much as it, whatever, it's so relentless. Like, we, you know, practice is relentless in this great way. Like, every day there's this call and, you know, every day there are opportunities to come back to the heart. And I'm so grateful for that. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for that reminder. Because it really is true. This life can be heaven. This life can be hell. And the choice really is ours. And it is a moment by moment choosing what we know to be true for us. So... Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Jen.
Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so I'm going to bring another caller live.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, my goodness. This is Paula in South Carolina.
Well, hello there.
Hello, Sherry.
Ooh, we have a little echo. I just heard myself say that. Say that.
You did. Is it still happening?
I don't know. Let's see. No, it doesn't seem to be. Oh, yes,
okay.
It is, but it's faint.
All right.
We'll be fine, Paula.
Let me pick up the receiver. I called you on a landline. Let me pick up the receiver and turn the speaker off.
Oh, that will do it.
How does that sound?
Oh, perfect. Like you're right here in the room.
Okay. I'll see if I can hear. I hear better with the speaker, but I will try.
Gosh, it's great to get on. It seems that I guess I honestly have gotten talked into believing that what is the point of my calling, because I'm never going to actually get to participate with a live call. And I know that's not true. I mean, I only have about a couple of days a week when I can actually get on by noontime. But anyway, I'm happy to be here. And what I was looking at yesterday's assignment to report today. And this one, it was interesting because so many of them I would say almost every one, I do the assignment and then later in the at some point in the week, I go back and look at all the ones for the week. And something always occurs or drops in that seems to take the assignment to a deeper place. I see more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really fun to use the assignments that way and to go back and say, okay, I'm going to look at everything I looked at this past week. And so I usually do that on Tuesday evenings before the radio show. And this particular one seemed really simple and straightforward to me, is that, what I do when I'm going away is, I usually like to talk to other people about their travels to the same place and see what their experiences were, that I tend to, plan ahead, and I love hearing about other people's experiences. And it's a similar thing when I imagine someone else is going away. What I do is, if they tell me about it, I get very excited for them and ask them about, what they're looking forward to, and what I want for them is for them to, have fun and enjoy themselves, have whatever it is that they want, I want for them.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that was about the gist of it. I don't know how much time we have, but I really have just been, I have been struggling some, it seems like, since the end of retreat this year in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And it has more to do with, and sometimes it comes up with these assignments, although it didn't with this one, but just sort of a general sense of feeling blue and weepy, and honestly not being able to identify any particular content.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like nothing troublesome going on. Mm-hmm. But it does definitely seem like a process, like as though I'm searching for, what am I living for kind of place. And it's been a long time since I've kind of been in, this
well,
particular
may I?
Place. Yes,
may
Sherry,
I?
Please. Yes.
Okay. So now this is pure projection, which is always the case. So, it's just to take it and use it as a, maybe a tool for looking. I project that what you're looking at is karma. And what you're looking at is a process of how egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, pulls us into its sphere. So
mm-hmm.
the big opportunity in this, again, I project, is that there is no content. Now,
uh-huh.
I'm sure the voices, if they were required, could come up with a long list of things that have happened
sure.
in your life. Yeah.
Sure.
But the reality is, that's not true now. And so
right.
there is a feeling that you have that it has label, story, meaning, all of that attached to it, which is a fairly good picture of how karma operates. right? Uh-huh. So you feel that feeling, and it has a label, and so you assume that it means what karma would have you believe it means. But it doesn't mean that.
Uh-huh.
And that label is
uh-huh.
not accurate. And the way that you know that is, there are no circumstances that go with this.
That
it's really
very
hard.
True.
Yeah, it's really hard to see that a sensation or feelings in the body with their label, with their conditioned behavior pattern, it's really difficult to see that there's no validity to that if it can point to life circumstances that say, but you're feeling this way because of this.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. No, we're not feeling that way because of this. We're feeling that way because we are conditioned to feel that way.
Uh-huh.
There are other
yeah.
people, many, many billions of people probably, who are not conditioned to feel that way under those circumstances. That set of sensations doesn't have that label, doesn't have that behavior. We can know that because we play hell trying to find somebody to agree with us about anything, right? So everybody's having a completely different life experience. Everybody is believing that what they're feeling is a result of their circumstances. And it's exactly the opposite. The karmic belief that this feeling means X, Y, Z is the reason that I am projecting onto life the experience that I am having.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So in these, now this would be what I would do under the circumstances.
Okay.
I would say that this is an old habit. I don't
uh-huh.
choose to indulge old habits, especially old habits that are unpleasant and cause me to suffer. And therefore, I'm not going to do that. I am going to be with those sensations, with that feeling in the body, and I am going to prove to myself that they do not mean what I'm being told that they mean. And that's a
mm-hmm.
very quick trip, right? Because you just look at it, turn your attention to it, and it's obvious that it could be anything. It's not what I believe it is. It's just
and it
feeling.
Might be it, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're
yeah,
out of time,
yeah.
So I'm going to go fast on this, okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
once you prove that to yourself, now you're freed up to make whatever choice you want to make. And, of course, my encouragement always is get here. It's springtime. I can only guess it is teeth-grittingly beautiful in South Carolina right now.
Yes.
So
yes,
get into nature. Yes. Get into that beauty. Get into the present. Get into your body here now and
yeah.
and no longer indulge that, oh, I'm feeling this way and so on. Okay?
Yeah.
There's your assignment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
I know
I
you'll
got
do
my
it.
Assignment.
All
thank
right.
you, Sherry.
Thank you, my dear.
Okay.
Enjoy. And let
care.
Me know, okay? Let me know because, you know, this is all part of my scientific research.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank
and thank you, Ashwini, too. I appreciate you guys on the call. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Paula.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
bye
Paula.
Bye for now.
And that brings us to the end of another fabulous show. Sherry, our assignment for today is what book, song, and movie best describe your life? What book,
Ooh.
Song, and movie best describe your life? Record and listen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you
very much.
Take care,
everybody.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.